when we came to New York at the end of our sabbatical, I went to see him, whereupon the first thing he says to me, "David, have you ever heard of Phoenix, Arizona?" And I looked at him, I said, "Phoenix? Where is that?" At that time, frankly, I thought it could be Latin America or someplace else. I never heard of it before. He showed me the United States map, and there were, of course, pins on different cities throughout the United States. And he says, "You see this map of the United States?" He says, "You see, David," he says, "everywhere there is a pin, there is a Hebrew day school." He says, "You know, there were at the time over 400 day schools throughout the country."
Amazing.
He says, "You know that? Phoenix, Arizona has 10,000 Jews, and that's what it had at the time." He says, "It is the only city in America with 10,000 Jews without a day school." At that time, I said, "I have 4 children. I have a commitment to go back to Memphis where I was supposed to start the high school. There's no way I could see going myself to start from scratch." After long hours of discussion, he extracted the promise from me just to come on a survey, just to look over the situation, and at least survey and just tell him, at least, do I feel that the community is truly ready for a day school or not? Which, incidentally, I have done that for him in different other cities. Before, when I was in the day school, I made trips to New Orleans and other places as on a survey level, which I accepted. Whereupon, as soon as we camped in Memphis, got installed in Memphis, then I flew to Phoenix. When I flew to Phoenix, I was met by a group which consisted of Dr. Sheldon Zinn, yeah, Helen Payen, Jack Scheinbein, Arthur Spitz, Leon Goldberg, Jack Finkelstein, and Leon Leonson. These were the main group. I met with them at a motel called the Los Olivos Motel at the time. And there was a, so to speak, a luncheon where they were supposed to look me over. And I was, of course, looking the city over. I do have to say that I did fall in love with the city in general, just the city, the climate, because number one, it was very much like what I was raised in. Morocco, the climate, the scenery, the paysage, everything was very much alike, you know. One thing led to the other. I recommended to Dr. Kamenetsky that this city with 10,000 Jews obviously is ready to get started, and that there's no illusion about it, like all the beginnings are very, very difficult, but nevertheless, there was no reason to wait any further, and that he should send somebody, really somebody dedicated, to start the day school. Whereupon he says that somebody is me, and he proceeded to even talk and convince my wife, who was, you know, much harder, in fact, to convince than myself. Once he spoke to my wife, then the decision finally was made. They contacted the Memphis people, who released me from my commitment to them. And then we came we started actually coming in sometimes right after Pesach, must have been April or beginning May, just to look over the situation. And finally in the summer, we came here before anything, you know, before starting anything, to start the school all the way from scratch. That's how we got all the way from Morocco to Phoenix, Arizona.